I'm Gene Randall. The United Nations now says at least 44 people were killed and more than 130 wounded in late Tuesday's airstrike on a migrant detention center outside the Libyan capital of Tripoli. VOA's Heather Murdoch visited the scene of the tragedy.
The main detention center where people were living was bombed out, as well as a garage. And you can see in the main hall the remnants of blood, some bodies, clothes, food. People were eating and fled.
Many of the migrants had been detained in that center after failed attempts to reach Europe.
They're all travelers trying to go to Europe to claim refugee status. Most of them are arrested as they are rescued from the sea. As you know, the boats that refugees take across the Mediterranean Sea into Europe are often deadly and often go down. And so a lot of people have told me that their ship was going down. The Libyan Coast Guard rescued them and then brought them to this detention center where they cannot leave.
That was the VOA's Heather Murdoch. The African Union is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and demanding that civilians, especially detained migrants, be protected. It also wants the air attack investigated. Libyan government officials blame the bloodshed on forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar, the general who leads the so-called Libyan National Army, which has been fighting for control of Tripoli. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran this Sunday will upgrade its uranium enrichment, a worrisome development to those countries that signed the 2015 Iran nuclear accord. Rouhani suggests when President Trump pulled the United States out of the nuclear deal, Iran gained release from the treaty's enrichment constraints. An Australian student held in North Korea for more than a week has been released. 29-year-old Alex Sigley, who was working and studying in Pyongyang, arrived in Beijing this morning on his way to Tokyo, where he's expected to be reunited with his Japanese-born wife. Earlier, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison told lawmakers Sweden played a key role in securing Sigley's release. This is VOA News. The United States today celebrates its birth as a nation, highlighted by the usual gala celebration here in Washington. Though critics say that President Trump is out to put the day's focus on himself, it is billed as a salute to America, honoring men and women in uniform, with tanks and other military equipment used as symbols of the country's armed might. Mr. Trump calls it the show of a lifetime. He'll be the first president in nearly seven decades to make a speech at the event. That will happen this evening at the Lincoln Memorial, in front of a VIP crowd of Republican donors, among other administration favorites. On the cost of the Trump show, the president says it will be very little compared to what it is worth. More on the celebration of this U.S. Independence Day from AP correspondent Matt Small.
While the nation's capital gets most of the attention on Independence Day, festivities are planned across the country. The Macy's Fireworks Show in New York City will have performances by Jennifer Hudson and Brad Paisley, among others. The Boston Pops will treat attendees to an outdoor concert with Queen Latifah and Arlo Guthrie taking part in the annual Boston event. Celebrations are also planned in Philadelphia, Orlando, and other locales, large and small, across the United States. Matt Small, Washington.
China has accused Britain of flagrant interference over Hong Kong after London voiced support for anti-government protesters there. Britain has warned Beijing of serious consequences if it breaches the agreement that turned Hong Kong over from British to Chinese control in 1997. Here's VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
The Union Jack flag has been a prominent symbol amid the pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong. An ironic display of defiance as the territory marked the 22nd anniversary of handover from British to Chinese rule Monday, this year overshadowed by violent protests. The demonstrations were triggered by an attempt to force through an extradition bill allowing Hong Kong suspects to be prosecuted in mainland China. Speaking Tuesday, Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt warned such a law would breach the handover agreement.
That was VOA correspondent Henry Ridgewell. There is a lot of confusion over U.S. census forms that need to be printed and mailed out. The Trump administration insists the forms include a question that reads, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" The Departments of Justice and Commerce had agreed to drop the question, but in a tweet, President Trump charged that those reports amounted to fake news. He says he wants the government to do whatever is necessary to preserve what he calls this most vital question. But for now, the Census Bureau continues printing its forms without it. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News. Voice of